Chair Atkins.
Here.
Vice Chair Diaz. Ranking Member Clark Reed.
Here.
Representative Baxley. Gracie.
Here.
Castor Dental.
Here.
Eagle. Hood.
Here.
Order.
Here.
Rayburn.
Here.
Renuart.
Here.
Start.
Here.
Zimmerman.
Here.
Very good. Thank you. Let the record show that a quorum is present. Members, we have one bill to be heard today, PCS for House Bill 1121 by Representative Metz. And Representative, you are recognized to explain the PCS.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for hearing this bill and for the opportunity to work with your staff to develop the PCS, which relates to hazardous walking conditions. And basically, this bill came out of my district, Madam Chair and members. We have a practice there known as courtesy busing, where students within a two-mile radius of the schools were bused pretty routinely, but due to budgetary restraints, that was starting to be pulled back, and that identified more students walking to school, and hence the engagement with hazardous walking conditions. And I looked at the statute as it's on the books now, and there was need for improvement there, so I set out to try to do that. And what we do in the bill is provide greater definition of what constitutes a hazardous walking condition. We also improve the process for identifying conditions as such, which involves in the bill the meeting on site of a law enforcement representative, a school board representative, the local entity having jurisdiction over the road. And if there's an MPO there, then the MPO representative also would be there. And they try to determine, is it hazardous? If they can agree on that, then the next process would be triggered, which would be to get it into the capital plan of the local governmental entity or state agency having jurisdiction. What the bill also does, though, if they don't agree on that, then the superintendent of schools can make a formal request to have it designated by the local governmental entity. If they don't agree, there's a process for resolving that factual dispute through the Administrative Procedures Act. But it would only be after notice is given and an opportunity to make a determination is again provided. The one thing that the original bill did that the PCS doesn't do is provide a time frame for the completion of improvements to a hazardous walking condition. Right now, in current law, it's basically a reasonable period of time. And we had 3 and 5 years in the original bill, but that created a fiscal impact on local governments that I thought needed to come out. So I asked that we proceed with the PCS and pull that out. So we still have a reasonable period of time, but with the added clarity of requiring them to work together, requiring them to have the proper qualified representatives on site to make the determination, having a process to get it in the capital plan, and providing a report back to DOE if it's not put in the capital plan, coupled with the reasonable time frame that exists now, I think we have a pretty good fix for what's there to begin with, and I think we can move forward. And I appreciate the opportunity to present the bill.
I think I'm gonna wait until we are on the actual bill.
We're on the bill.
Oh,
we're on the bill.
Okay. Sorry about that. Question is, are there any cases that are out there that are bringing forth this legislation? I mean, you know, the other bill, you know, the original law seems to address it fairly well, with the exception of, you know, the times and deadlines that you're talking about. But I want to know if there was actually any real issues out there that, you know, make this, you know, that important that we're hearing this.
Madam Chair.
You're recognized.
Thank you. There are conditions that are uncorrected in Lake County that I'm aware of. Now, have there been any disputes about that with local governmental entities? No, they just haven't fixed them. So they're still hazardous, and they address them as best they can, typically through busing through the two-mile radius that is provided by the district and then reimbursed by the state under current law and under the bill.
Representative Zimmerman, you're recognized for question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative, I think I was confused about this bill when I first read it, but I'm going to make a statement. Tell me if this is what the intent of the bill is. Currently, within a two-mile radius of a school, school systems generally don't bus the students. However, if there is a case where there's a hazardous walking area, then the school system would then require busing for those children. This bill would expedite the process of getting that fixed and thereby relieve the school board of that responsibility to bus those children. Is that correct?
Madam Chair.
You're recognized.
Thank you very much. I think that's an accurate summary. I would mention one thing in addition, and that is under current law and under the bill, the state provides the funding for transportation through a hazardous walking condition. Now, is it full reimbursement? I don't believe it is. I don't think any transportation funding coming from the state for students at the K through 12 level is 100%, but there is funding that is authorized in current law for that, and it would still remain under the bill. So if there is busing provided, it would be reimbursable by the state as long as that condition is hazardous.
Any other questions? All right, we have several appearance cards. First, we have Wayne Blanton.
Our school board waves and support, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Waves and support. John Sullivan. Wayne Blanton, Florida School Board Association.
Madam Chair, John Sullivan with Duval County Schools. Good morning, good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to say real quickly, we have some concerns with the administrative burden and maybe some of the fiscal impact. But overall, we look forward to working with Representative Metz. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Ryan Padgett, Florida League of Cities.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ryan Padgett from the Florida League of Cities. We'd like to thank Representative Metz for working with us and understanding our concerns with the original bill. And we certainly understand the background of where the bill came from. And I think this bill still keeps with his intent of where he wanted the legislation to go while putting the fix in a framework that local government typically operates by. So we just want to thank him for his work on the bill.
Very good. Eric Poole, Florida Association of Counties.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I apologize to the bill sponsor. We haven't had an opportunity to meet with him. The issue was only brought to our attention early last week from some of our public works officials, but the amendment we support, we appreciate the lessening the fiscal impact on the local governments. I think the bill is a good one. I think it improves the process, and we want to thank him for that.
Very good. Kathy Falk with Florida PTA Legislative Committee. Wave in support. Very good. All right, members, that concludes our appearance cards. Is there any debate on this bill? Representative Clark Reed, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Metz, I have some concerns about this bill. I think that there's a process now, the process that happens when anyone finds that there's a hazardous condition in their city. As it pertains to any walking condition, they have the right to go to their local government and to present their case. And whosoever road it is, they have the right to go to the county to present that case. And I don't think that this bill truly is really necessary, in my opinion. I think that we have working relationships that already allow us to fix conditions that are hazardous. So that's my concern.
Anyone else in debate, members? Okay, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Madam Chair, thank you again for working with me to help get the bill in posture for today's meeting, and I appreciate that I'm the only bill on the agenda today. So thank you, and with that, I waive my close.
Very good. Ann, if you'll please call the roll.
Chair Atkins?
Yes.
Representative Baxley?
Yes.
Bracey?
Yes.
Castor Dental?
Yes.
Clark Reed?
No.
Diaz?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hood?
Yes.
Porter? Rayburn,
yes.
Renuart, Start,
yes.
Zimmerman.
Yes.
The bill.
Thank you.
Very good. By your vote, PCS for House Bill 1121 will be reported favorably as a committee substitute. Members, this is our last committee meeting, so I want to thank each of you for your effort, your participation, that we have, it's been a good committee. So I want to thank you, and I appreciate each and every one of you for that. As chair of this committee, I also want to thank our staff. Much of the work that we've spent here, there's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes. So I want to thank them for all of their hard work and diligence. There's one person in particular, though, that I think deserves special recognition for today. And so I'm sure many of you have been made aware that our policy chief, Marlene Ahern, will be retiring from her service. Look behind you. at the end of session, this is her last meeting, as well as ours. And so I think we've all experienced her passion for education issues and the work ethic that she's exhibited as she approaches her work. the quality of the legislation that has originated out of this K-12 committee is really an indirect relation to the work of Marlene Ahern. So I want to take just a few minutes to give you a little bit of history with Marlene. So Marlene began her professional life as a teacher. She taught at elementary, middle, and high schools, first in Duval County, then in Collier County. She then served both as an assistant principal and a principal in Collier County after earning her Ph.D. in education administration from the University of Florida. Go Gators. Afterwards, Marlene decided not only to go to law school at Florida State, but to conquer it as well. She graduated with high honors and served as the executive editor for the Law Review. Upon graduating, she practiced law at the well-known law firm of Rudin McCloskey, first in Fort Lauderdale and then here in Tallahassee. When Marlene first moved to Tallahassee, she served at the Department of Transportation for a year before returning to private practice. I've heard that Marlene was so proficient at winning cases for the department that their appellate attorney started complaining to her because of all of the appeals the losing opposing parties were forced to file. Marlene first came to the Florida House of Representatives 21 years ago. She started as an attorney with the Committee on Governmental Operations. She then was promoted to a staff director position working with the Real Property and Probate and State Administration Committees, as well as the Committee on the Oversight of DCF. She also spent time serving as the House Director for Personnel and Training. Before assuming this role, in which she has served over the past 7 years, Marlene was appointed by Governor Jeb Bush as his Education Policy Coordinator, a position she held until the governor left the office in 2006. So it doesn't take very long when you work with Marlene to recognize the standard of excellence to which she holds herself and to which she raises the standard to the people of those who work with her. There is no doubt that when she is advocating in her retirement for causes that she holds dear to her heart, that she will uplift the people around her, just in the same manner as she has done here. Her shoes can never be filled, and it will be a long time before this institution will be in the presence of someone with her skills, focus, expertise, and love for others that Marlene possesses. So I'd like to recognize her with a round of applause, but don't leave, because after we adjourn, I'd like to invite all of the committee members and everyone in the audience. We have some refreshments and some cake back up in the education suite, just to recognize Marlene for her hard work and her dedication. She'll be sorely missed.
I'm requesting an audit. I don't believe she could have done all that. She's not old enough or old enough to retire.
So before we adjourn, I'll just open up if there's any closing remarks, since this is our last committee meeting, not from the audience, but from the committee members. All right, Representative Porter, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This has been a great committee this year, and I have enjoyed very much serving under you and with this incredible professional staff. I just can't say enough about how impressive they are. And I am so overwhelmed at Marlene's service and just the level of her intelligence to achieve everything that she has achieved. And I keep kidding her that she's not allowed to leave while I'm still here, because I don't know what I'll do without her. But I just publicly want to tell you, Marlene, that you're the best. You really are. That's all I can say.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, members, this is our last K-12 committee meeting, and we stand adjourned.